And, of course, in the world of basketball around these parts, we've had a soap opera going on with Dirk Nowitzki and Krista Taylor, the whole drama there. Well, joining us now on the ticket hotline.
Why are you making a personal call right now?
No, I don't know. I guess we have to call him.
Oh.
we'll hang up first.
Yeah, hang up.
This is just... we're going to try to get a hold of Dirk's coach and mentor and confidant and father figure. His name is Holger Gershwinder, and I don't think anybody's ever had an exclusive interview with Holger.
I understand, I've heard him.
He's on the line. He's just been booked.
Yeah, okay. I think we've tracked him down now. Right. So joining us now on the ticket hotline is Dirk's mentor and coach, Holger Gershwinder. Good morning, Holger.
Guten Tag.
How are you?
I am doing well this morning.
Well, you don't talk much to the reporters around here, to the media, so since we really haven't interviewed you before, can you tell everybody a little bit about yourself?
I am a shadowy figure. I am Dirk's mentor, coach, and creator.
Creator?
I assembled him from the body parts of criminals buried in the Hamburg city graveyard. I trained him, and I gave him the gift of language. And the gift of basketball.
Huh.
He has two main weaknesses. He is deathly afraid of fire, and he is susceptible to engagements with gold diggers.
So if you could reprogram him, those were the two areas you'd look.
See.
Okay, now is it...
I am still talking.
Oh, sorry.
Don't interrupt him, John.
I didn't mean to.
Apparently somebody obtained a blueprint of the Dirk 2000, this particular model, and discovered one of these weaknesses, and now we find ourselves in this position.
Yes. And now, is it true that you...
Yes, John.
Is it true that you discovered this woman's hidden past?
See, I... was the one who did a background check on her when I find out that the Dirk was engaged.
Mm-hmm, the Dirk.
And I did a background check with Interpol and discovered that she was using her uterus as bait to obtain men's credit cards.
Her uterus.
That is correct.
That's what he said.
So what made you first suspicious about her?
Probably that she had the face of someone who could win the fifth race at Lone Star.
That is
when I first became suspicious.
That's not very nice.
You're saying Dirk could have done better? I don't understand.
Examine the problem. Think about it.
Okay.
Dirk could have his choice of anyone in the world, and he chooses one that looks like Jerry Stackhouse.
I don't think she looks like Jerry Stackett.
This was a red flag, not a white flag. Germany will never raise one of those again.
Well, y'all did about 60 years ago.
So
what did Dirk say when you presented him with this information?
Dirk's first reaction was, "Guten, guten, guten, globen."
So ridiculous.
I'd ask for a translation, but...
There is no English.
Yeah.
No.
This is Holger Gershwinder, Dirk's coach, mentor, father figure, joining us here on the ticket. So what else did you find in your investigation?
I found out that she had a romantic competitor for Dirk's affection.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Named Mark Cuban. Dirk was not interested in the... Mark Cuban.
Uh-huh. He refused his advances.
No matter how silly the dress
was. Oh my gosh.
Although I was first against this Krista Taylor, her pregnancy intrigues me.
Really? So?
Imagine, if you will, another version of Dirk, but with a little bit of black in it.
All right.
This might be basketball perception.
Jeez.
If it is true that she has a much smaller human growing inside of her, I will take this fetus and I will groom it and create a superhuman basketballing player.
You'll get it perfect this time.
Perfect. And I will inform Dirk of this. He is in hiding right now.
Oh. Yeah, I guess you can't tell us where he is, or can you?
I have him stored away at a secret bunker in Berlin, which is a little uncomfortable, I know, yeah, but it's the only bunker I could rent on such short notice.
Okay.
So what are you going to tell us next, that you've designed an evil Mercedes or something?
Sorry, I don't follow you. I just started listening to the ticket recently. I don't know that reference.
I guess it is kind of old.
He's saying you sound like the evil Mercedes.
No idea. Never heard
the character that was on this station.
Never heard the bit. Well, have you designed?
Okay, see you later.
Okay.
Thanks for the insight.
Oh, boy. That was an awkward ending there.
But you made it.
Sorry if I messed that up.
Horrible dismount there, George.
Sorry about that. It's 8:50 here on.